fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and making our way this week through this amazing story in the Acts of the Apostles. Here in this post-Easter season, the church takes us through the journey of the apostles as they go forward with great boldness and confidence in God, renewed and really commissioned under the power of the Holy Spirit to go forth and bear witness, to tell the truth about what they know for certain about Jesus' passion, death, resurrection, and his ascension to the right hand of the Father, and to proclaim mercy and to offer repentance and salvation to the whole world. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived right there, as are many of our past programs. You could also download and listen to the programs on your iPod whenever it's convenient for you. And take time while you're there to browse the website, friends, and there's a lot of good material there that's free that I think will encourage you and build you up in your faith, as well as the videos. Remember, the videos are there, Choices We Face programs, Crossing the Goal, and our newsletter, our monthly newsletter. If you're not currently receiving our newsletter, I'd encourage you to sign up for it. It's free. You get every month, you get a sense of both some good teaching comes your way every month, but also a report on all the different work that we're doing around the world in both helping the church on the ground in Eastern Europe, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and places like that, helping the church on the ground respond to the call of the new Pentecost, to call to the new evangelization. It's really exciting to see what the Lord is doing. But yesterday, we ended the program just finishing the section where the story, if you're just tuning in today, this is the moment, I'm speaking for chapter 10 of the Acts of the Apostles, where the gospel, the mission of the church, the offer of salvation, goes from the Jewish world now to the Gentile world. This great plan of God to bring salvation, not just to the chosen people through his son, Jesus Christ, but to bring salvation to the whole world. And it's this chapter, chapter 10, that records the story of St. Peter being led by the Holy Spirit to encounter a soldier, a Roman soldier, a centurion named Cornelius, who was a devout man, who was a God seeker, with all that wanted to know who the true God was and what God's will was for his life. And God sends an angel to Cornelius to tell him about Peter and says, send some people to get Peter. And he travels to a nearby town. They get Peter, who had received a vision from heaven that God was about to do something. He was about to take the gospel to the world that Peter and the apostles in many ways never dreamt it would go to, that they themselves as Jews would be speaking with Gentiles, would be having table fellowship with Gentiles, and that the same work of God that began in them in the outpouring of the Spirit, the offer of the forgiveness of sin, would be now extended to the non-Jewish world. And Jesus brings together Cornelius and Peter. And the story ends where in chapter 10, we're just reading, Peter proclaims to Cornelius the gospel. Cornelius had just asked Peter, thinking that because an angel came and told him to go get Peter, that Peter might have been something like a demigod. So when Peter shows up at his house, this great soldier falls on his knees and begins to worship Peter. And Peter grabs him and lifts him and says, stand up. He said, I too am a man. Don't worship me. So Cornelius says, here's what happened. Here's why I've summoned you. Please tell me, tell us, his whole house, tell us what the Lord wants us to know. And so then Peter goes through his witness to the person of Jesus. He said, I've seen, you know, you've heard that God worked through this Jesus, whom he anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, with signs and wonders, and he proclaimed the kingdom of God. And he healed people, he delivered people from the bondage of Satan, and he gave witness among the Jews and in Jerusalem about Jesus himself. We proclaim that he died and that he's risen from the dead, and we've seen him and we've touched him. And we know it's true. And what he's told us to do, this last section here in verse 42 of chapter 10, and he commanded us to preach to the people. And first to testify that he's the one ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. It's part of what it means that Jesus Christ is Lord, which is the fundamental proclamation of the early church. And the world needs to know that, and needs to know it today, that there's one who will judge all of human history. And it's a person, it's Jesus of Nazareth. He won't just give a generic judgment about human history, but he's going to judge. Every single person will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. If you're listening today, whether you're a believer or not a believer, doesn't matter. God made the world through his Son, Jesus Christ. He's made him Lord over all of his creation. Jesus is now one of us, took on human flesh, and now sits at the right hand of the Father, and he has every right and all power and authority to judge every human heart that comes before him. And the question, the revelation at that moment, will be the truth that is in the depth of each one of our hearts, each heart, every single one, every human being. Do you want God? Did you love God? Did you seek God? Did you receive his offer of salvation through Jesus Christ? Peter goes on, to him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the urgent concern and the content of the message that the apostles preached everywhere, that repentance and forgiveness of sins is being offered. It only works, you might say, if that offer is received. Forgiveness is not an automatic. Repentance, that's turning away from the direction of our lives, away from God's purpose and will, a self-centered, ego-centered life, and to turn toward God, and to put God at the center of your life, and to want to follow God. That truth is what's going to be revealed in your heart and mine. And that will determine our eternal destiny. So here's what Peter's proclaiming. Cornelius hears it, and here's what happens in verse 44. While Peter was still saying this, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. The same Holy Spirit who fell on the apostles in the upper room at Pentecost. Friends, this is the essence of Christianity. Christianity is not just a philosophy, it's not just a set of religious principles or a set of beliefs. Christianity is a new creation. Christianity is a new life in the Holy Spirit. To become a Christian means to be baptized in the Spirit, to have the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit who raised him, and have the Spirit who fell on the apostles to fall upon us. It comes upon us, and that comes through baptism. Normally, and here we see Jesus' action with Cornelius and the readiness to receive the word as Peter's preaching. The Spirit falls on them, and then here's what happens. Verse 45, and the believers from among the circumcised, that is the Jews who were with Peter, who came with Peter, were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. The Catholic Church exists to extend the gift of the Holy Spirit to the entire world. The Church exists for this mission. It's not just a club or an organization with all kinds of rules and laws that define it. What defines it first is what the Church calls the new law. The Scripture reveals to us the new law is not a set of commandments, but it's a person. And the new law is the Holy Spirit given to us and poured into our hearts. Paul will say, God poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And it's that Spirit that makes it possible, that gives us power to become children of God. Because we share the Spirit of the one true Son, Jesus Christ, we become part of God's family. That's God's gift to us. And you see here, Cornelius didn't earn this. His household didn't earn this. But God's mercy fell upon them. His grace and the Holy Spirit was given to them. And the Jewish believers were shocked that it was happening to non-Jews. And they knew it was true because they could see the power of God coming on them and the effects. And one of the effects was this. It said, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God, just like on the day of Pentecost, when the apostles and the Spirit came upon them and they began to speak in tongues, and they went out into the streets, and they were extolling God and proclaiming God, and people heard the apostles speaking in their own languages. A great sign and wonder was happening. And these guys are dumbfounded. It said it's actually happening with these Gentiles. And Peter didn't lay hands on them. Nobody laid hands on them at this point. It was God confirming the message. Here's a lesson for the whole church. And priests who are listening, lay people, everybody, all of us. We're all baptized into Christ. And in our baptism and our confirmation, we are anointed by Jesus and commissioned to personally engage this mission and do our part to extend the gospel and the offer of salvation throughout the whole world. Right in our own neighborhood, right in our own home, wherever God has us, to be ready at all times to be able to extend. And note this, the Holy Spirit is with us as the Holy Spirit was with Peter. And the Holy Spirit wants to back that word and confirm it. The word Peter preaches about who Jesus is, that he's ascended at the right hand of the Father, that he's Lord in Christ, that he's judge of the living and the dead, and he's here offering repentance and forgiveness of sins to all who believe in his name. This is the essence of the message that the church has been commissioned and is responsible to offer to the world. The Holy Spirit wants to confirm that message. And so, remember, this message is empowered by the Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can change human hearts. Our job is to just cast the seed, just keep spreading the word. So the story goes on. They knew the Holy Spirit fell on them because they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone forbid water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. They gathered in. Peter went to stay in their home. Peter, for years, did it with his Jewish brethren. They knew they were a people set apart for God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. But Peter's now seeing that God himself, who's extending the Spirit, the same Spirit that established the church, that established them in the new covenant, that sent them forth, that was spreading throughout the Jewish people, many of the Jewish people in Jerusalem, it now had fallen upon Cornelius' household. And Peter entered in and spent a few days with them, and he became a part of their family. Christianity is a family. The church is a family. It's a family that share a common origin and destiny and purpose that's given to us in the Spirit. We're not just a stodgy old religious organization. We are a family that's been brought to life through baptism, through the power of the Spirit. And we've been given one heart and one mind and one faith and one baptism and one mission that ought to be burning in our hearts. The reason we're alive is to walk the streets and cities where God plants us, knowing who we are. We stand with Peter and Paul and all the saints on this mission, and God is ready to use us and use us mightily with power in the Spirit to extend his kingdom. Count on it, friends. Walk in it. That's God's promise. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.